الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا إلى آخر الآية. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أمتي يدعون يوم القيامة غرا محجلين من آثار الوضوء، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. And the most precious gift of Iman and the perfect, compassionate and most pure teachings of the Deen of Islam and being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose every action and statement was from Allah Ta'ala for the hidayat and guidance of humanity. Previously we had discussed a very important topic on tahara, attaining purity, especially when relieving oneself, the many etiquettes. Just two important points on that topic to bear in mind before moving on. That amongst the reprehensible act and prohibited when relieving oneself is to engage in talk and in discussions. One cannot sit in the bathroom and engage in talks and discussions with others. And similarly, the fuqaha, the jurisprudence have mentioned that it is highly undesirable for a person to engage in reading any material. So a mu'min's home is not one where there are books and magazines in the toilet, or for that matter, that one reads matter from the cell phone, etc., while relieving oneself. That is a place of napaki, of impurity, of napak jinnat. Therefore, as soon as one has achieved the objective of relieving oneself, which is such a great ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala, one moves away as quickly as possible. We take it further, today discussing the very, very important injunction of wudu. Now the ayat of Quran Sharif recited from Surah Al-Ma'idah is the ayah amongst others wherein Allah Ta'ala gives the injunctions of wudu. And every command of Allah Ta'ala is filled with perfection, it is filled with great mercy, it is a source of hidayat and guidance. Many people have been guided towards Islam based merely on the system of tahara, of ghusl, from napaki, of wudu, of cleanliness, of purity in deen. That has been a means of hidayat and guidance for many people. So in this verse Allah Ta'ala says, O those who have brought faith and iman, when you stand up to perform salah, then preceding that, the details of wudu, then wash your faces, wash the hands up to the elbows, make masah of the head, and washing of both the feet up to and including the elbows. These are the basic injunctions as far as the history of wudu is concerned. Mentioned in some of the books of Sirah, that in the early days Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the upper parts of Makkah Mukarramah with his heel dug into the ground, water emanated. Jibreel alayhi salam demonstrated wudu and then two rakats of salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on learning this, came home and taught it to Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha. So as far as wudu, some important aspects, there are many, many detailed injunctions we learn from the ulama, from the books of fiqh and jurisprudence, and every now and again revise. This is something that every one of us are in need of every single day of our lives, many times a day, because salah is not correct if the wudu preceding it is not correct. So ensure that our tahara, our wudu especially, just to very quickly go through the wudu in the method performed by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, derived from many, many ahadith. Let us try inshallah to look at our wudu, see if there are any errors. We make the niyyah firstly, niyyah and intention that Ya Allah, making wudu to attain purity for your pleasure and happiness. As with all good deeds and especially wudu, emphasis in the hadith that wudu is not complete which is not preceded by bismillah. So we say bismillah at the beginning, and then we wash the wrist thrice, right hand, in all the limbs, right first and then left, and in every one of them to do it three times is the sunnah method, except masah, where it is done just once. Thereafter gargling thoroughly, except if one is in a state of fasting, ensuring water does not go down, but to thoroughly gargle three times, putting the water into the mouth with the right hand. And then also the usage of the miswak, what a great emphasized sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that had I not feared extreme difficulty on my ummah, I would have made it compulsory, I would have made it farad for my ummah to use miswak at every wudu, some narrations preceding every salah. So the use of the miswak, more than 70 benefits have been mentioned. The greatest of all, that person who uses miswak thoroughly and consistently, Allah Ta'ala enables that person to recite kalima before death. A salah performed with miswak preceding it, in some narrations, is better than that salah where it was not used by 70 times. Thereafter, to put water into the nostrils thrice with the right hand, and if they need to clean, to use the small finger of the left hand, and then to wash the face thrice. Now, very important in the various limbs, the preferred starting points, when we wash our faces, we wash from the forehead, running the water down the face instead of on the chin and taking it upwards. So washing downwards, commencing from the forehead, going downwards. A great important sunnah of wudu is ad-dalku, to rub thoroughly. Not just to pass the water, but to rub. That will ensure that the entire surface is covered. As far as the face is concerned, if one has a thick beard, then to run water on the outer surface of the face line. If one has a thin beard, then it has to protrude and touch the skin. Also, after washing the face, to make khilal of the beard, to run the wet fingers starting from the bottom of the beard going upwards. Thereafter, to wash the right hand thrice. And again here, commencing from the fingertips, going down to the elbows. So preferred method, let the water be cupped in the hand, and as it runs, we rub. Ensure especially that the elbows are washed thoroughly, a little beyond, to ensure safety. So thrice the right hand, similarly the left hand. Thereafter, to make masa of the head, to wet the fingers, run the wet fingers over the entire head is a sunnah. Backwards and thereafter frontwards on the sides of the head, to make masah of the ears, and thereafter the nape. And then to wash both the feet, right first and then left thrice. And again, commencing from the toes going downwards to the ankle. So keep the feet upwards and wash from the toes going down, ensuring thoroughly that the ankles especially are washed thoroughly. Nothing remains dry whatsoever. One occasion our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person's ankles or the bottom of the feet was shining, denoting that they were not washed in wudu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends out a stern warning, woe be to those ankles in the fire of Jahannam, in other words, which are not washed, were not covered with water during the wudu, so to take extra care and precaution, rubbing, ensuring that all of them are covered. Now subhanallah, the beauty of wudu, there are so many virtues and benefits, and just to complete, once wudu has been completed, the various du'as, one is during wudu, such a beautiful du'a. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins, grant me blessing in my sustenance, and make my home spacious for me and for my family members. In other words, at the completion of wudu, as mentioned in hadith, a person who has done a thorough wudu and thereafter reads the following du'a, some narrations mention looking up the sky, but to read the following words, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. The shahadatain, the important testification of the oneness of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the servant and messenger of Allah ta'ala. Subhanallah, what a great virtue and benefit in authentic hadith that all 8 gates of Jannah are open to that person to enter from whichever of the gates a person chooses. Subhanallah, such an easy amal. And thereafter some narrations has the addition of the extended dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Allah, make me of those who repent fervently and abundantly. Make me amongst those who purify and cleanse themselves thoroughly. Some narration, some hadith has in another dua, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Mentioned in the hadith that the one who reads these words, it is sealed in such a seal that will only be opened up on the day of Qiyamah for abundant reward and benefit. So this is the various ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mentioning the method, the manner of wudu. As far as wudu is concerned and its virtues, they are too numerous to mention. The Sahabi, Hadrat Amr bin Ambasah, radiyallahu ta'ala, says that even in Jahiliyyah, prior to Islam, I knew that idol worshipping can never be right and did not engage in many of the evil practices of Jahiliyyah. And then I heard about this man in Makkah Mukarramah who is inviting towards the worship of one Allah. I got on my conveyance, went and met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in accepting Islam, he learned many, many aspects. And then he says, Hazrat Amr radiallahu anhu, I asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me about wudu. And so beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when you gargle with the drops of water emanating from your mouth, when you throw water into your nostrils to cleanse it through your lips and through the nostrils, every one of your sins that may have been committed by that part of the body is completely falls away with those droplets of water. When you wash your face thoroughly thrice, as the last drops of water leaves the bottom end of your face, the beard, such a beautiful manifestation, such a beautiful appearance of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the last droplets leave, already every one of your sins committed by any part of your face. So we know whether it is by means of the eyes, whether it is the lips, whether it is the mouth, they completely are washed away. Similarly with the hands, from belief, your fingernails, all of those sins are committed by the hands are completely washed away. Similarly with masah, with the feet, in sins that a person may have walked towards, are completely, entirely forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. Some hadith mention Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala and says, I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, not once, many, many times, otherwise never have narrated it. He says, I have heard it at least 7 times from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that by means of a thorough and a proper and a complete wudu, every one of the sins committed by different parts of the bodies will be completely washed away by Allah ta'ala. Some hadith mention that a person who performs a complete and a perfect wudu, and thereafter performs 2 rakats of salah, praising Allah, and his heart is completely dedicated to Allah in that salah, all the past sins are completely forgiven. In fact, some hadith mention, كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ, a perfect wudu, and thereafter 2 rakats of salah, or 4 rakats, 2 rakats we call it, tahiyyatul wudu. Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person is cleansed of sins like the day one's mother had given birth to a person. So beautiful is our deen, so many opportunities of maghfirah and forgiveness. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, when he expressed his love and desire for those who would come after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are my brothers, ummatis, what an honor this is. May Allah make us sincere ummatis. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam termed that those who would come after the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, how will you recognize those of your ummatis who will come after you up to the day of Qiyamah? Because there will be so many people on the plains of Qiyamah. How will you recognize those who are the believers from your ummah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, غُرَّم مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْوُضُوء. The limbs that were washed in wudu will shine with absolute radiance that will distinguish my ummatis from other nations. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives similarly another answer, very, very beautiful example, that if you have a horse, for example, that is one tone, one colored only, either black, white, brown in color, and then amongst those you have one that stands out, the body is one color, but the face is white and the feet are white, will that one horse not the others? They said, obviously it will. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that is the beauty on the limbs of my ummatis on the day of Qiyamah. It is an inherent sign of Iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it is only a perfect believer who will be thorough on wudu. So develop the habit, this love for wudu, a perfect wudu. Very, very important aspect of wudu. While making wudu, the relevant du'as, they are also mustahab, not mentioned in the hadith, but very appropriate du'as for every single limb. Inshallah, at another time we talk about those du'as and how the heart is fixated in that wudu. But very, very important amongst the etiquettes of wudu, in fact strongly prohibited, is to waste water during wudu. You will see in the wudu khanas, there are small utensils, it's called a mud. That is a denotion of approximately the amount that Rasulullah would use to make wudu, plus minus 1 liter. So let us refrain from wastage of water. Even if there is an abundance of water, our deen strongly discourages any form of wastage. So to make wudu with as least water as possible, if not necessary, then stop the tap, rubbing the limbs thoroughly. Also to engage in any type of worldly talk during the wudu also impacts on the beauty of not only that wudu but the salah as well. So let us take benefit, inshallah, this beautiful ahkam. One is wudu for salah. Obviously it is farad, other matters, touching the Quran Sharif, making tawaf, etc. But there are some occasions where we try and make the habit of have love for wudu. One is a person makes the habit, if you are not in the habit, try and make the habit of sleeping on wudu. A person who sleeps on wudu, one virtue mentioned is that any time at night that that person wakes up, whatever dua is made is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The angels make dua for that person throughout the night. A person, highest level, there are some who have this beautiful habit of being continuously in wudu. Whenever the wudu breaks, they renew it with a new wudu. It is called mudawama ala al-wudu. It is one of the means of barakat in rizq and sustenance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an, "O Bilal, what is it? What is your special action that I've heard your footsteps ahead of me in Jannah?" Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu an with humility says, "I have nothing, but there is one thing I have hope in, that any time," amongst other actions he mentions, "any time, day or night, my wudu breaks, I make wudu and I read 2 rakats of salah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testifies that this is that action that makes you so special. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate and value every amal of our beautiful shariat. May Allah remove the calamities on the ummah, northern Gaza in the last few weeks. But let us have hope. While many, many shuhada, they are successful for eternity, great losses have been inflicted on the Zionists in the genocide that they are committing. Great victories for the mujahideen, the brave mujahideen, there in other parts of the world. May Allah Ta'ala make it a means of Allah's rahmah coming to the entire ummah, inshallah. It's an announcement is that one is, as mentioned every week, let us open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. You know, alhamdulillah, the masjid is almost 18 years old now. The structure of the masjid, the house of Allah Ta'ala, the nerve center of the dissension of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala to an entire community. So obviously there are needs for renovations, for repair work, as we will see some of it has commenced and will go on till Ramadan. Humble apologies for any inconveniences. The wudu khana on my right hand side, we see work there has been completed, alhamdulillah. So the need obviously for more funds, inshallah, let us open up, donate even more generously, inshallah. This is contribution, it is the house of Allah Ta'ala, the masjid, and the entire precinct, the surrounding buildings, etc. Let us, inshallah, open up and donate as generously as possible. We also have, inshallah, the great honor and opportunity this week, Sunday, inshallah, our respected honorable teacher and mentor, Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haqsab, Hafidhahullah, one of the most senior ulama, not just in our country, internationally, his writings are accepted in various languages, in all quarters of the Islamic world. So inshallah, this week, Sunday morning, we'll be having majlis, very important advices for our reformation that will take place this Sunday morning in our masjid, inshallah, after the Ishraq Salah. So after Fajr, we remain behind, engage in amal, etc., and take benefit from the presence of such great personalities, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب والله يحب المتقين أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أعظمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وشرائع الإسلام ومن أحكامها المهمة التطهر قبل الصلاة فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا صلاة لمن لا وضوء له وأمرنا الله عز وجل بتفصيل أحكام الوضوء قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاتطهروا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمتي يدعون يوم القيامة غرا محجلين من آثار الوضوء إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة والشام والعراق والهند والكشمير والبرما وتركستان والسودان اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Start filling the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we are in the saf, conscientiously let us try and stand as close as possible to each other, locking our shoulders so that when salah commences, ensure that there are no gaps between our shoulders. Also ensure that the heels are in a straight line is amongst the great means of unity in the ummah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتذروا تقاربوا تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مليئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين